This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Stephanie Lecce. Thanks so much for tuning in today. As the Milwaukee County Board debates who will run the city's public transit system in the future, many Milwaukee bus riders still complain the system doesn't meet their needs. But a car remains out of reach for many residents. The Milwaukee-based organization Ways to Work has been trying to address this issue in communities across the country. It offers financial counseling and access to affordable loans to help people buy their own vehicles. Since July, the YWCA Southeast Wisconsin has served as one of the local providers of the program. We'll hear from two people who went through this Ways to Work program later in the show. But first, I'll talk with Jennifer DeMont-Millen. She's the chief program officer at the YWCA. We met at their offices on the border of the Brewers Hill and Halliard Park neighborhoods, and she told me more about why such a program is needed.
One of the concerns that many of the people we serve encounter on a daily basis is transportation, how to get to where they need to get to the next stage in life. And as we know, bus lines are limited at best, and our families often experience circumstances that require them to take multiple buses. I always say to people, you know, it's an interesting experiment to set your keys aside for a week. And in doing so, do all those things you normally do and see how much additional time it takes you if you don't have your own transportation. It's something that many people don't think about, but once you really stop and you explore that idea in your head a bit, you go, wow, I am blessed to have a vehicle. I am lucky to have a car. Car makes my life easier, and that's true for our families.
So tell us about how the program actually works. I mean, what are the criteria for candidates for the program, and how do you administer it here?
This program is about more than cars. This program truly is about financial competency and confidence. And so in accessing the program, a person would first attend a financial education session. And in financial education, our program manager and often bank representatives who volunteer for the program go through a variety of different areas, including credit, including being banked. You know, what does it mean to have a checking and savings account? Including learning the things about balancing, you know, checking and savings accounts. And we also take time and talk about predatory lending, which is a huge problem in our community and one that Ways to Work works actively to address. So once people attend that financial education, then they determine, is this a program for me? And if it is a program for them and they want to apply, they then take that application, fill out those application materials, and then follow that up with a one-on-one budgeting session with our program manager, where their individual circumstances carefully looked at and considered, and we talk about how are you spending your money and ask people to track how they're spending their money and come back and meet with us and talk about that. It is such an awesome, powerful, palpable experience to watch somebody go from, I have no idea where my money is going, and look at it on paper after a week and go, oh my goodness, I can't believe where my money is going. The program is powerful that way. And so once that process then happens, then we move forward to moving into the actual loan process. We have an interesting situation with Ways to Work in that the YWCA Southeast Wisconsin, nor Ways to Work itself, we do not make the decisions on the loans. Those decisions are made by a volunteer loan committee, and that loan committee is staffed by bank volunteers, volunteers from insurance agencies, volunteers from nonprofits, volunteers from a variety of sectors who are charged with reviewing candidates not for their creditworthiness, but for what they've demonstrated in their character in terms of trying to address some of those credit issues that make them eligible for the program. We present loans and we provide information, you know, about the candidates. The candidate themselves writes a letter to the loan committee about why they need this loan. So it's a moving experience also for those people who are volunteering in that capacity.
What are some of the reasons why the candidates say they need the loans for their vehicles?
Well, in many cases, you know, our candidates, one of the requirements for this program is that you have to be employed minimally 3 months and have a steady work situation. And many of our candidates are in situations where they have the job, but the lack of reliable transportation is preventing them from moving forward in the job or from being the most reliable and dependable employee that people want to be. And so we have situations where, you know, schedules are limited for them. You know, maybe you can make extra money working a different shift, but you can't get to the employer on those off hours, you know. Sometimes people's work hours are such that they wind up waiting around for a bus for 45 minutes every day waiting to access that next bus. And you think about that time over the course of a week and where that time could be spent with children working on homework or, you know, even getting things done like laundry. You know, this is a program that provides people with access to better live their lives. And that's powerful.
So once the loan committee approves the loan, what happens next? How do you guide the candidates to use that money toward a responsible purchase?
Yes. The car is not actually identified until after the loan committee approves the individual for the loan and then starts that process of finding the vehicle. We have a couple of rules. There are a few vehicles that we say no to based on Consumer Reports. We educate, you know, our borrowers about why we make those decisions. But we also have rules about 100,000 miles on the car or less. You know, we have no requirement of any dealership that they work with, but we have had good experiences with some dealerships who have been very responsive, have even offered, you know, ongoing oil changes to some of our borrowers. And so we look for those good relationships and we say, you know, we've had good experience with them. You may want to check them out and help guide people toward car dealers who offer warranties rather than, you know, maybe the corner lot who wants to get that car off, you know, the lot as quickly as possible and doesn't want to hear from the person again. You know, we are looking to develop our relationships with dealers so that we can better support our borrowers.
You said before that this program is really about so much more than just a car. How does successfully going through this program, being in the process of paying off this loan, affect the candidates?
One of the great things about this program is that this doesn't end when the loan is received or when the car is driven off the lot. This is a case management program. This is a program that somebody gets the car and begins their repayment process. And all throughout that repayment process, which typically is 24 to 36 months, they are in constant contact with our program manager. When something comes up, they're calling and saying, hey, something came up this month, you know, we are creating an environment where the rapport is there, that people aren't afraid to say, oh, something's come up, help me, can you help me figure out how to manage this? That relationship piece is so key because it allows us throughout the process of repayment to help people continue to build their financial literacy. And plus, successful repayment of this loan is actually reported to the credit bureaus. We report. So we are an opportunity for our borrowers to actually increase their credit rating through successful repayment of our loan.
What kind of impact does that have in the long term for the participants in this program, especially for those who are coming in who maybe just don't have the credit history or have made some mistakes in the past or had some unfortunate situations where their credit has taken a beating? What does this do for them?
You know, credit can be challenging and confusing. You know, you get your credit report, you look at it, you go, what does this even mean? By taking out that confusion, by sitting down and step-by-step reviewing that, we're giving people the opportunity to take charge of their financial life. You know, and many times we see in people with credit challenges and that, there's a pattern of spending there that doesn't support them getting ahead financially. One of the things that we see is once people understand how their credit works, how savings works, when we talk about interest and the benefit of interest in that, people become as excited about saving as they do about spending. And that's one of the neat things about this program. It's giving people the information that they need to say, I'm not afraid of this anymore. Oh, I can do this. I had no idea I could do this. I can do this. And you know what? It's not going to stop with this car. It's going to start with this car. I'm going to pay this off. And you know what? I hear there are homeownership programs. You know, it's about saying, wow, all these things I thought were out of my reach. Maybe they're not.
What is the rate of successful completion of repaying the loans?
Well, we're a new provider, obviously. But if we look at ways to work system-wide across the country, it's about a 90-some percent repayment rate. I believe defaults are under 10%. So when you look at that as it compares with traditional lending, it's a very, very high success rate. You know, people want to be successful. People want to work. They want to support their families. They want to do the things that all of us want. People want to get ahead. And I think sometimes when we think about people with challenged credit, we forget that their goals and their goals for themselves and their family are what any of us want for our families. And we're so happy to be part of facilitating that movement toward, oh, wow, I can do this.
How does the Ways to Work program fit in with the broader YWCA mission?
You know, the YWCA operates programming around economic empowerment, workforce development, and racial justice. And, you know, when we look at our program areas, this program is vitally important. This program's about access. And really, all of our programming is about access, giving people a chance to connect to mainstream, to connect to opportunity, to get themselves and their families ahead. And it gives us a unique opportunity to do that. A car is a powerful, powerful tool.
How many participants have you had apply to the program?
We've had over 160 people complete that financial education piece. And from that, you know, about half of that amount has taken the application for the loan and has determined that they want to move forward. To date right now, we've got 5 loans approved, but we've got many, many more in the pipeline. You know, this isn't an immediate kind of program where you come in one day and by the end of the week you have the loan. All that budgeting work, all that front-end piece needs to happen in advance of that. Our program manager, Shelby, invests a lot of time in each individual so that we know that when their loan is approved, they feel confident in their ability to repay it. That's vitally important to us. We want to get people into loans that they feel good about.
How is the program funded?
You know, this program is sort of funded in 2 ways. When the Ways to Work National Office, which coincidentally is headquartered here in Milwaukee, they secure the loan capital for the program. And so that is through their relationships that the loan capital is secured. As an organization, the YWCA Southeast Wisconsin is responsible for raising the funds for program operations. And that includes, you know, the staff time and all the expenses that go into operating the program. Ways to Work is a community development financial institution, a CDFI, and is certified by the U.S. Treasury. And so that means that banks and insurance companies who are looking for Community Reinvestment Act credits as they look to further their own businesses, their involvement in Ways to Work, both financially supporting program operations as well as volunteering and working with our borrowers in financial education or in helping them access financial products, allows those banks and insurance companies access to those Community Reinvestment Act credits. It is a very, very unique program in that way and allows us to give our borrowers access to more services. So that's very exciting for us.
The thing that strikes me about this program is it is so much about relationships and about really getting to know the person. And that seems rare when you're dealing with anything to do with loans and financial institutions these days.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is relationship lending. It is. This is, for us, every person that gets a loan, you know, we know that we will minimally have, you know, a 2 to 3 year relationship, but I suspect that some of these relationships will be very long term. We have a lot of programs to offer at the YWCA Southeast Wisconsin to move families forward. Ways to Work is one of them, but we also help to connect people to all the other things that we're doing. So yes, we are very hopeful for long-term relationships with our borrowers.
As you continue to roll this program out here in the Milwaukee area, what impact do you see right now, and what do you hope to see in the future?
I hope to see a community that is less plagued by access issues. I hope to see a community that is more just through this program, that gives people an opportunity to do what they dream of doing without the limitation of something as simple as an affordable car loan. You know, one of the things I don't think many people in the mainstream financial community realize is that for folks with challenged credit or non-existent credit, interest rates in the 20, 30, even 40% range are very, very common. And so when you look at the cost of a loan in that regard, the repayment of the loan itself in that becomes, you know, a heavy, heavy burden that doesn't allow, you know, that movement forward. Ways to Work is a loan. It does have an 8% interest rate associated with it. This is not a grant. It is not an interest-free loan. It is a loan with an interest rate. So it is a way, too, that people are participating in a mainstream financial product.
Well, Jennifer DeMont-Millen, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. We're excited to share.
Jennifer DeMont-Millen is the Chief Program Officer at YWCA Southeast Wisconsin. She told us about the YWCA's efforts as a Ways to Work provider in Milwaukee County. Coming up, we hear from 2 Wisconsinites who have gotten their cars through the Ways to Work program. We'll meet them when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.